The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It flows continuously. And if you put a barrier across the river, you stop having a river, you have a dam or a lake or something. Or if you take a bucket and dip a bucket of water out of the river, then walk around, you don't tell people, now I have a river in my bucket. Now it's water. A part of what makes the river river is the constant change and flow of the river. So in the same way, our lives are constantly flowing. Within us, we have our blood, which is always flowing. When it stops flowing, that's kind of it for you. And we have our breathing, which constantly kind of is moving, and the cycles of breathing in and out. Occasionally it gets held, our breath. And usually when you hold our breath, it's not so healthy for us or good for us to hold breath. And, sometimes we get locked in something, or fear, or desire, or some kind of preoccupation, and it translates to the breath holding up. And generally, if we realize that, then relax and start breathing again, it feels more relaxed in the body, more soft. The same thing happens in the mind. The mind can be soft and flow continuously with thoughts and impressions and feelings and all kinds of things. And then sometimes we interrupt the flow. We dam it, or we get caught in it, or freeze around it. And one way to do that is to get preoccupied by some concern that we have. You can see it kind of clearly sometimes in meditation, where we're in the present moment, and then we start thinking about something, and we're kind of locked into our concern, or preoccupied with our concern, and we're no longer in the flow of the present moment. We're no longer flowing along and being present for the next thing that's going to arise here and now. We're kind of involved or lost sometimes even in our thought. So the ways in which we we're no longer in the flow of the present moment is a very interesting thing to study, to be aware of. Sometimes it's done by retrospective thinking. You sit here and you have an interesting thought, and then you start thinking, what was that I thought? And you start thinking about that. Or you have a certain, there's a sound outside, and you start thinking about, what was that sound? And you're trying to recall what that was like, and other sounds like it, and you kind of, then you've stepped out of the flow of the present moment to try to remember the past. Or you step out of the present moment by thinking about the future and planning what you're going to have for lunch today or the rest of the day or conversations you're going to have. And you're kind of no longer in this river of the present moment, the stream of the present moment. And so it's one of the interesting things to study, be aware of when you do this mindfulness practice, is to notice the difference between being in the flow, the stream of the present moment, and having left it, or having frozen, or locked, or pulled a bucket of something out of the stream, and now you're carrying around that bucket, and you're carrying around that idea, that concept of what happened, and you're relating to that bucket rather than present for the next arising, the next flow of the present. Without retrospective thinking, without anticipatory thinking, without fantasy thinking, but just really available here for the flow, the constant change, the constant movement, the constant renewing of the moment as it happens, not carrying with us old buckets. So you might today, as you practice, see if you can notice, without any judgment that's good or bad, it's just what the mind does, but notice, see if you can notice when you're in the present, the kind of the flow of the present, and when you've left the present, when you've kind of out of that stream, out of that changing flow of things arising and passing at the present. And just simply noticing that can make a big difference. And what happens to you when you notice that you've left the present moment? And it's just, that's all. Just, oh, look, I'm not here now. And then what happens to you? And partly you're here. So enjoy your day, and thank you for practicing. Mm-hmm.